The Illinois men's basketball team begins postseason play today with a Big Ten tournament quarterfinal matchup against Indiana. The Illini received several All-Big Ten honors this week, with center Kofi Coburn named first-team All-Conference, guard Trent Frazier named to the second team, and guard Alfonso Plummer on the third team. I spoke with Illinois' all-time leading scorer, Deion Thomas, who played for the Illini in the early 90s and is now the analyst for Illinois basketball radio broadcasts. Thomas says although Illini coach Brad Underwood did not receive the league's Coach of the Year honor, he deserved strong consideration.
It should be mentioned nationally as well because of the job that he did, not having key players at key minutes, key points of time. And as you mentioned, for one game the entire year, you have the starting five that you think you're going to have for the year. Just think about the turnaround this off season. You know, you have a whole new coaching staff basically come in, with the exception of he and Jeff Alexander. You have all these changes over in the office. And to be able to take all of that confusion and put it into one of the best coaching staffs, I believe, in the Big Ten and possibly in the country, if you look at what they've done from a recruiting standpoint going into next year, all of that, you have to give him a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for the job that he did this year.
And I wanted to ask you about this year's team, maybe in comparison to last year's squad. Certainly last year's Illinois team had a great season. They won the Big Ten Tournament Championship. They were a top seed in the NCAA tournament. Went out early against Loyola of Chicago. As you look at this year's team in comparison to last year's, do you think this year's team might be in a little better position to make a tournament run?
I think this team was put together a lot better than what last year's team was. Now, of course, you have to take into account Anayo DeSumo, who was the best player in the country by most, including myself. But you take the look at this team, and I think it's more well-rounded. I think you have better shooters. I think you have more length. You've added three freshmen that are lights out from outside. Kofi has improved. Another year older are those guys, and that's always one of the things Coach always says. He's like, the best thing about young players is they become old players, you know, and that's the truth. So this team is older, more experienced, longer, more athletic, with better shooting. In my opinion, that makes you better. Now, we'll hopefully have better results than we did last year.
And then if Illinois were to face Indiana, those two teams met just once this year in Bloomington. Illinois pulled away in the second half to win that one by 17 points. Your thoughts on a matchup with Indiana?
Well, let me just say this. I'd much rather see us play Indiana than Michigan. Because when you look at the matchups, I don't think Indiana matches up very well. But, you know, it only takes one game when you're in the Big Ten or the NCAA tournament. So in order to get those guys, you got to control Trace Jackson Davis, first and foremost. He is the engine that makes that team go. And then defense rebounding, of course, for Illinois is always going to be key. I mean, when we out-rebound teams, we're almost unbeatable. And then make sure that we take our time, because I think it all depends on what Illinois does, and that we stay focused and concentrate on the defensive end, and be able to shut that Indiana team down, because they have a tendency to struggle with scoring at times.
Deion, I wanted to ask you a little more about Kofi Coburn. You know, as a big man yourself, as you've seen Kofi evolve as a player here over the last 3 years, could you just talk about the progression he's made from when he came on campus to where he is now?
Oh, I mean, it's been nothing. It's been incredible. But that's the work ethic that this young man has. I mean, in order for him to make the strides that he has, you have to be willing to put in the work. I remember the first time I met Kofi, and I was talking to the coaches afterwards, and they were like, Deion, he's a sponge. He comes in every day, puts in his work, he listens, and he tries to do what we ask him to do, and then some. And that's what you have to look at first. I mean, I remember when his first game, You never knew if he was going to catch the ball, let alone catch it and finish it. You know, you could see where he was. You could see the raw power, but the lack of any skill. But to watch him come out his sophomore year, had almost erased all of those issues. And then to watch him now his junior year working on putting the ball on the floor, rip throughs, you know, his jump shot that he has shown, really soft and nice touch, his free throws. His game has evolved in such a short time.
That's Illinois basketball radio analyst Deion Thomas. The top-seeded Fighting Illini and ninth-seeded Indiana Hoosiers tip off in their Big Ten tournament quarterfinal game at 10:30 this morning in Indianapolis. You can watch on the Big Ten Network.